Hey everyone, it's been a while, so I'm going to start the process of kind of catching up with reviews I've missed. I think the last one I did actually was Avatar, which was back in like December of 2022. So I'm really, really behind. So I'm going to start catching up today with Bad Batch Season 2. This is going to be kind of a very loose review, very quick, brief. I just don't have any notes for this one. I don't have any sort of structure. I'm just going to talk. I have the episodes in front of me on Disney Plus, and I'm just going to go through each one and say maybe one or two things that stood out because overall, Bad Batch Season 2 was amazing. I recall at the end of Bad Batch Season 1, my review of the finale, I said, I really enjoyed Season 1, but if this is like most other Star Wars animation, Season 2 is going to be way better. And now that we've seen it, I can say I was totally right. Season 2 is much better. So, Episode 1 was Spoils of War. It was a two-parter, so I guess I'll talk about both of them. Spoils of War and then Ruins of War, which was the one where the Batch have to steal something from Dooku's palace or something like that. And I really enjoyed these ones. First of all, again, the animation for this entire series, Star Wars animation, Lucasfilm, they just keep topping themselves every single new project. It is absolutely mind-blowing. The particle effects, the character designs, the movement, the fluidity of it. It is just some of the most stunning animation I've ever seen and just blew me away. Another thing that's really underrated with the show, the sound design is so good. From all the creature effects, all the sound effects, the score, the Kiner Brothers score is incredible. What else? The voice acting, Dee Bradley Baker, and then everyone else, also amazing as usual. And I believe that's everything. So talking about these episodes, really solid adventure, really fun, good tension. I liked getting back into place with these characters, seeing them again. Their dynamics, as always, are really good. It's cool seeing Omega grown up. I like their new designs, their new armor. Her hair's a little longer. Talking about kind of old Clone Wars references, I love to see Sereno. I love to see Dooku's Palace again. I love to see the person, I believe he was a former separatist. Exploring the effects of Sereno, of Dooku on the planet, how he hurt the people, and how they feel now that the war's over. All of that was really interesting. Continuing the trend of Bad Batch, really diving into post-prequel trilogy, post-Clone Wars, Star Wars. Episode 3, The Solitary Clone, was our Crosshair episode. Just incredible. Seeing, first of all, that big wall with all the names of the clones who died. Just such a striking visual. Crosshair's kind of the seeds of his doubting, his reflection, the introspection after the events of Bad Batch Season 1, the whole action, the mission, the planet, all of that. The design of like the villain of the episode was really cool, the voice work. Crosshair making the shot with the mirrors, all of that, just a really fun adventure, but with something much deeper going on with the character of Crosshair and his development. The Solitary Clone was the one with Cody too, right? I think it was, and I was really happy to see Cody again and to explore what's going on with him. Then we get episode 4, which is Faster. Just a really fun side adventure that Bad Batch excels at. Really well done. Some good tech development. And then also I liked seeing, I think it was Ben Schwartz who did the voice of that droid. Really funny, really well done. Episode 5, Entombed. Same thing, another fun side adventure. I love the kind of Indiana Jones inspirations here. I like Wanda Sykes as this character. Omega is growing and learning more and more with each episode, which was nice. The thing that really intrigued me the most, though, was that big creature in the end. It almost looked like really old, maybe High Republic technology or something. Just really fascinating, and I'm curious if we're ever going to learn more about that. Episode 6 is Tribe, and I guess the star of this episode, of course, is Gunji. Great seeing him again, going back to Kashyyyk, all of that. Just another solid episode. I really enjoyed it. And then we get the mid-season two-parter, The Clone Conspiracy and Truth and Consequences. And this is where the season just goes to a whole nother level. This was some like Andor level writing, not in terms of the dialogue, but in terms of the idea and the themes and what the show is exploring, and I just thought it was incredible. Seeing the effects of the clones, seeing how that ties perfectly into the clone we saw in Obi-Wan Kenobi, the veteran who was just cast aside. Those through lines through Star Wars are always something I'd love to see. Exploring the legislation, exploring Chuchi and how she's trying to help them. Seeing her again is awesome. Seeing even little cameos like the Rogue One senator, seeing the Kaminoan senator, and then Palpatine just coming in there and ruining everything and just manipulating it and turning it back. Just an all-time Palpatine moment. Really intriguing with that clone assassin, what was going on there. I just absolutely love these episodes. These two are just top-tier Star Wars. Maybe my favorite of the whole show so far. I really, really loved them, and I can't wait to go back and rewatch this because it's been a while. Next up is Episode 9, Crossing. Actually, I think this was the two-parter with Episode 10, Retrieval, where they get abandoned. That's right. This was also really good. This was the one where the score really stood out, the sound design really stood out. And then in the second part, seeing the children and how they were being exploited and their roles, there was some really interesting commentary there. And I just love how this animated show for kids, for everyone, but also for kids, is tackling these really big Star Wars adult themes. And it just lines up. It's crazy. It lines up so perfectly with Andor. Episode 11, Metamorphosis. I mean, come on, the Zillow Beast. As someone who loved Clone Wars, who watched Clone Wars as a kid at my grandparents' house, the Zillow Beast was always one of those cliffhangers I hoped would come back. And to see it come back, to see the Empire is doing this sort of cloning on it, it escapes, that whole action scene, even the beginning with like the horror influences, I just absolutely loved it. This was a great episode, a little more fan servicey, but just really, really well done. And then we get chapter 12 or episode 12, The Outpost. Incredible. This is Crosshair's turn. He finally reaches that line where he just can't do it anymore. He shoots this officer. Just an amazing moment. The character development of Crosshair throughout this show has been amazing, and it all comes to a head. And then I think we end with him with that creepy doctor being knocked out or something. Fantastic episode. Next up, we got Pabu. The vibes on this episode as well. Just so relaxing and nice and wholesome, and the look of this planet. And then just going and watching the sunset. I think this is by far the best looking Star Wars animated episode of any show. It was absolutely stunning. I remember the earthquake, the tsunami. That was very entertaining. Kind of a nice, almost relaxing come down before the season finale and the last few episodes. And I guess I'll just talk about them as a whole. We got Tipping Point, The Summit, and Plan 99. And I mean, I just loved them. The way everything comes together, Crosshair, all this cloning stuff they've been building up. Tarkin, we see Krennic, this break-in, and then the break-in that goes wrong, the whole action sequence on the lines, and then eventually Tech's big sacrifice, which was heartbreaking and super emotional, and it just really worked, especially after the character development they gave Tech. I believe in that episode where they're searching for the crystals earlier in the season. They really do some great character work with Omega and Tech. But just an incredible ending. I loved it. I can't wait to see where it goes. I was really just blown away. I absolutely love this season. And I couldn't be more happy that we're getting season three. There's not going to be any surprise cancellations. Season three is the final one, so they can plan for that. And I think season three is going to be incredible. This show has been great. I think that's pretty much all my thoughts on Bad Batch Season 2. What'd you think of it? Did you like it as much as me, less than me, more than me? Let me know in the comments, the email, the voicemail, or the form, and all those links are in the description. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good day.